Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market is set to continue its recent run of improvements this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will kick off with a solid gain of around 0.5%, which reflects an equally solid improvement as far as what US and European stock indices did last night. And that was, of course, a reflection of the fact that the markets have threaded the needle on a very important outcome, the December CPI report in the United States. So this piece of information was largely in line with the market's expectations. So importantly, the core measure of US inflation, the underlying measure that strips out the volatile items as they're described, that measure came in at 5.7%, falling from 6%. So that's what the markets were looking for, and that's arguably the most important aspect of this. The headline rate fell for the sixth consecutive month, having peaked at 9.1% in June, currently sitting at around 6.5%, and that was compared to 7.1% in the previous month. So this run of declines that we have seen has taken inflation to its lowest level in just over a year. So that, of course, it's the trend that's important, the fact that we have seen a sustained drop where inflation is concerned, still a universe away from that 2% level that the Fed needs to get to, but very encouraging to see the trend. So overall, this was good news for the US market. We saw US interest rates fall quite substantially, and probably surprisingly so, it must be said. 10-year government bonds, a 10-year treasury note, down by 13 basis points. 2-year treasuries down by around 10 basis points. So on the one hand, you've got Fed officials still going off like that car alarm at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're wondering whether or not it's ever going to end, but they're talking about rates above 5% as far as the Fed funds rate is concerned. The bond market doesn't seem to believe them. You continue to see a falling bond yield. So that ultimately was supportive as far as stocks were concerned. We saw the Dow and the NASDAQ rather, the Dow and the NASDAQ up by around 0.6%, the S&P 500 up by around 0.33%. So building on the improvements that we have seen earlier in the week, and probably keeping their powder dry to an extent because of the looming reporting season, which is about to kick off tonight. And of course, it's the major US banks which will mark the beginning of the US company reporting season. So amongst the names that we'll be hearing from, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. So the thing to bear in mind is that expectations are quite low when it comes to what these organizations are going to report. We've seen a ratcheting down of analyst expectations that's been reflected in the performance of the share prices. So from this time last year, you've got the KBW Bank Index down by around 26%. That measure has been down by as much as 36% at its lowest ebb. So there's been a little bit of a recovery over the course of recent weeks, but that is again an expectation that we will see some challenging comments being made when it comes to the commentary associated with these results. So that's something to bear in mind. Expectations are low. If they are met or even slightly bettered, then there is potential for prices to move naturally. So you could argue that that's probably why the market last night kept a lid on the enthusiasm following those inflation numbers. Elsewhere, we have seen the US dollar continue to fall. So it's lost quite a bit of ground over the course of the last week, as you might imagine, with those falling bond yields. Last night, the US dollar index down by about 1%. That's helped the Aussie dollar push back towards that 69.7 US cent level. So it's put on the better part of a cent overnight against the US dollar, the local unit. And that, of course, has translated to gains as far as commodity prices. So you've got, on the one hand, the China reopening piece, which is helping commodity prices, and then you've got a moderation in the US dollar, which is doing the same. So as a result, oil's up by about 1%, gold's up by more than 1%, and commodities generally a little bit firmer. So on the local front today, we don't have much in the way of news to set the heart racing. We've got lending figures due out, and then on top of that, we've got international trade numbers in China due, but it's really about those bank earnings in the US. And of course, the rest of the US reporting season. There's some big names reporting next week, which we'll get to. But nonetheless, we'll kick off, as I said, in positive territory. Enjoy the session and have a wonderful weekend.